you for this evening. We thank you for this chance we have together at this very special table. Lord, we've all gathered at our own personal tables today, and now we come here gathered as your people in this place. We recognize, Lord Jesus, your presence here with us tonight. We ask that you might forgive us of our sins when we have failed you. Forgive us of our sins when we have failed others. So we ask that you might meet us here at this table tonight, Lord, and that you might find us pleasing, and that you might be pleased as we come here together. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from the supper, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he wrapped it about himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, so tonight as we come to this table, we ask that you might help us all to remember our role and responsibility. Because we are born again, we are slaves to you. We are your slaves. We live to serve you. We seek to serve you. Help us, Lord, to not betray you in our actions, in our attitudes. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and true and obedient to what you've called us to do every day of life. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us when we have not served our neighbor. We ask that you'd forgive us when we have not served one another among the brothers and sisters of your church. Forgive us when we have had an attitude of pride and thought that others should serve us. As you remind us here, as we gather at this table, you started with an act of service and humility before you went on with other things that you taught the disciples. Around the table, you taught us to humble ourselves toward you and to humble ourselves toward one another. So we ask that tonight that you'd give us as a church willing spirits to be servants to you, servants of God, and servants to one another, and to strangers, and to the lost all around us. Help us, Lord, to find ourselves asking other people, how can I serve you? How can I help you? We thank you for coming. You remind us in your word, in your words, Jesus, that you did not come to be served, but to serve and to give your life. Help us to learn that principle in our own personal lives. So now, Lord, at the table, we recognize how you ultimately served us and you gave. You gave yourself that we might have life. And to all of us who are here tonight who are born again, who've confessed you as Lord and Savior, we thank you, Lord, that you have done what you have done so that we might have life. We do not deserve salvation, your mercy and grace, but you give it freely. So we ask that you'd not be grieved with us. We ask that the Holy Spirit would not be quenched and grieved in our presence, but that you might move among us as we gather at the table. With our heads still bowed in prayer, I'd like for our deacons to come as we prepare to receive the supper.